Well, good morning, and good morning to our visitors from different parts I learn. Now, at this time in our service, I usually have something to say to our younger friends. And last week, in fact, we started a new series. Can anybody remember what it was, Gordon Timothy?
We were looking at The Holy War.
The Holy War, a book written by Charlotte? John Bunyan. Great Christian, preacher, and a writer, and who gave to us a very interesting story called The Holy War, which is really talking about whom and what. Charlotte?
It's about us.
It's about us, because there was a city by the name of Molly?
Mansoul.
Mansoul. That's us. Except what happened to us. Stanley?
We get besieged.
We do? By whom? Charlotte? It is the devil, the form of a dragon, and his name in the story is... Timothy?
Diabolon?
Diabolus, very near. And he comes and he makes his appeal to the city, and the city decides, yes! You are just the Lord that we want. Open the gates. Let him in. But who was really their king? Molly? The Lord. And in John Bunyan's story, and in the Bible indeed, his name is?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. So they've rejected the Lord, the great King, God. And in our story, in John Bunyan's story, now the city of Mansoul, in other words us, is under the control of whom? Who's controlling it all now, Molly?
Diabolus.
Diabolus. And he again, who is he? Timothy.
The devil.
The devil, right. Now, this is not a good move by Mansoul. Except they think this is brilliant. They think this is the best thing we have done. We've got rid of El Shaddai and his laws, and we've got this new ruler. And Diabolus comes in and immediately he thinks, now, I've got to stop these people going back to El Shaddai. So this is what I'll do. Oh, the good things I will do for you, he says. Oh, my laws, I am going to make you so free and so happy. El Shaddai never did anything like that for you. Oh, he just used to keep you under his grip. And he was so unkind, but I am different. And what do you think the people thought about that? What do you think they thought about that, Stanley?
What was the best news they ever heard?
Best news they'd ever heard. Oh, we will serve you, Diabolus. We will be your loyal servants. Oh, thought Diabolus. Just what I want to hear is that. Good. Right. So, that's agreed. He goes straight to Hart Castle. Establishes himself there. I'm in control. And everything that is here about El Shaddai, we'll have that removed immediately. And so he begins to make himself at home and to keep his Mansoul that he now has as his own. They're not going to want that El Shaddai again. I'm going to see to that. So he looks around, thinks, now I've got a few problems here. Some of these people I'm going to have to keep a close eye on. That Lord understanding, I'm going to do something with him. Understanding. That if we can understand that he's the devil, actually, and that he hasn't brought freedom, but he's made us prisoners, and that actually El Shaddai, the great God, is the real king whom we should love and serve, there's trouble. Because then the city might say, right, we're going to overthrow you, Diabolus. You've lied to us. If understanding... If our mind begins to cotton on to this, right, Diabolus thinks we're going to do something with him. Lord understanding, you're coming with me. And he puts him in this palace. Ooh, looks rather nice. Except then he builds a huge tower so that the sun can never get to his room. So he's living in what? What's he living in? Polly.
Darkness.
Darkness. So understanding is darkened. That's what the Bible says. We don't know. We just don't understand what's going on. And so Lord understanding is in darkness, and he's a prisoner, actually, in his palace. He can't go very far. So that's him sorted out. Now, that Mr. Recorder. Now, what's that in our real life experience? Who is Mr. Recorder? Stanley.
Conscience.
Could be difficult. Because the conscience, what does that tell us, Charlotte? It makes you feel guilty if you're doing something wrong. So, which laws are we breaking when we do something wrong? Well, whose laws? Timothy.
God's laws.
God's laws. So if he starts telling us about God's laws, could be trouble again. The city could start listening to him and think, wait a moment, this is wrong. We're doing wrong things here. This fabulous isn't right. We should love God's laws. So we'll stop him. We'll send him to his house. And in any case now, he's gone a bit flaky. He's half the time asleep. And other times he seems quite dead. And other times he gets a bit stirred up. But then he gets stirred up about nothing. And then when other things are happening which you think he gets stirred up about, he's saying nothing at all. But just every so often, he remembers God's law. And then he starts shouting and speaking about this. So it's a bit of a problem. They can't quite control him. Most of the time, conscience is a little bit wonky and not doing all that it should. But every so often, oh, it's there and accusing us and telling us we're wrong. So we'll have him in his house and this is what we'll do. Diabolus decides he's mad. He's mad. He's crazy. Don't listen to him. Whenever he gets a bit excited and starts saying, no, these are El Shaddai's laws we're breaking, don't listen. Just ignore him. So the idea gets through the city that he's mad. And whenever he comes through and says, oh, what are we doing? Then he's just fooling us. It's not real. He's a bit strange, this one. So Diabolus more or less got control, but not completely. Mr. Recorder does keep stirring things up a bit and makes everybody tremble. But anyway, he's been rendered at least partially ineffective. Now, he also thinks, who shall I choose in the city to be my representative? And there is one who used to be quite courageous and strong, but a little proud, and his name is...
Lord will be will.
Lord will be will. The will. The will of man. Or rather the will that will not. We will not listen to God. We will not do what God wants. We will do what we want. Ah, ideal, Diabolus. Look, this is just the man to take over here in the city, to take all my laws and put them into practice, to speak down Mr. Recorder and El Shaddai. Just the man we need. And he thought, I'm rather well appointed here. And he was a bit proud. And so he was the man who thought, oh, well, Diabolus has chosen me. So through the town he went, telling people off for believing in El Shaddai or listening to Mr. Recorder. Oh, dear. The will. Oh, we should do God's will. That will within us should always be wanting to do what God wants. But it's completely broken by what? What has destroyed the will's power in our soul? Stanley.
The devil.
The devil. And what's working there, Molly? Well, in that way there. But the power that's working, sin, destroyed it. So instead of wanting to do what God wants and saying yes to God's word, it says no to it. And that was the state of man's soul. And that's our state by nature until we're born again of God's spirit. So the city is in a desperate state. And it gets worse still because they decide they need some other helpers here. And so they appoint some special counsellors like unbelief and atheism and lust and no truth. Well, that's not good, is it? They're not going to be able to do anything. And instead of Mr. Recorder, you've got Mr. Forget Good or Forget Truth. He's not going to be able to help us here. And Lord Evil Desire to be an accompanier to our Lord will be will. So that all the wrong people are in control. All the wrong things are happening. But Diabolus is a little afraid still. Of whom? Of whom is he a little afraid still? Who do you think might still come back at him, Timothy?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. So he's defended the city as best he can, trying to get rid of all God's laws. Lord will be will is strutting through the city, tearing down God's laws and saying Diabolus is great. And yet Diabolus, for all of that, isn't exactly comfortable. Because God has a plan, doesn't he? And Diabolus is a little fearful of that. However, we must wait another week to learn more about what then happens in the city of man's soul. But realise, here's the thing. This is describing us, and it's not very flattering, is it? Our second hymn, 122. 122, come, let us join our cheerful songs. Our Sunday school then takes place after the second hymn. You're very welcome. I'd like to take them through, any of your children. We'll have activities and hopefully suitable things for them to do there. Thank you.